This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A measure that would revise Colorado's workplace harassment laws have been introduced in the state house. CPR's Benja Berkland says the bill would eliminate a key legal standard that requires harassment to be severe or pervasive in order to bring a legal claim.
Advocates for the change say the current law is decades old and doesn't take into account what's inappropriate in the workplace today. Democratic Senator Faith Winter is the bill's main sponsor.
This is a standard that is creating workplaces that are very uncomfortable for a lot of people with no recourse.
Business groups argue the language would be too nebulous and could make employers liable for even a single instance of less significant harassment. A similar bill failed 2 years ago. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Grand Junction will hold its first event to hand out cannabis business licenses this morning. It will include three applicants vying for two spots near the Grand Junction Regional Airport. Winners will be selected randomly at later events for 10 total spots spread around the city. All of the applicants have already been screened and approved by the city. The city's voters approved cannabis sales in 2021. $6 million in federal grant dollars will help fund a remodel of the Colorado Springs Airport Terminal and Concourse. The city says the building is nearly 30 years old. The modernization is aimed at improving traveler experiences as well as energy and water efficiencies. Renovation plans include new windows, elevators, restrooms, and more. Construction is expected to begin this summer. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. In Grand Junction right now, it is in the low 30s and overcast. The high today is a sunny 42. Coming up next, it's 1A. Thanks for joining us.